Now it's recording. So this is automatic level control. When it's down, it's automatic level. But you have to adjust the level here. Of course, I always play it on automatic. Now this indicates which microphone it's on. When it's up, it's on this microphone.
When it's down, it's on this on the condenser microphone.
Usually I leave it on this microphone. I hardly ever use the condenser microphone.
This thing's far out.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad machine. This is the speaker. If you want to play anything back to Prowpad, usually you leave the speaker switched off, but when it's up, it's on. When it's down, it's off. And that's about it, really. If you want
to just click it back in again when you want to start recording again.
Okay, cool.
Now let's record it.
Hi Krishna, hi Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, hi, hi. Hi, Ram, hi, Ram.
It only record on side once.
Oh,
it doesn't record.
Oh, you mean in Los Angeles? Oh, you want a statement? You wrote to me?
I'm there, thanks.
Oh.
I don't send the copy.
Oh, yes, no problem. Also, this retreat, I wasn't sure, is the artist has a meeting to plan out some paintings for Ninth Canto Volume 3. The second volume is Ram Lila, and also Paras Ram. That's already at the printer.
No printer?
They're at the printers. When we return, they'll be printed. We left Jagannath there to supervise the printing. And we left enough artists to start painting the third volume, the final volume. So, there are two paintings describing the story of Maharaj Yayati, how he was cursed to lose his youthfulness and so on. The first one shows a good. This first sketch shows Shiva and Parvati are passing on the road. These women were bathing, and they are running to cover themselves. And this is the beginning of the fight between the women over the clothing. And Supracharya's daughter was thrown into a well.
Yeah.
Then because of that, Yayati was cursed. Because later on, the woman that threw her into the well, she became like a mistress.
Yeah. That friend. That's where we got Skylar. That's how it.
Then this is the painting showing Supracharya and his daughter, and they're cursing Maharaj Yayati. What's happening here is that
Supracharya brought it right on.
Too long.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Should be below the knees.
Mm-hmm.
It should be below the knees, or?
Mm-hmm. Yes. From Mexico.
Well, now what's happening here is that his face is still very youthful, but his body is becoming very old, like an old man's body. Gradually, his hands are old. The only thing left is his face and his neck.
Mm-hmm.
It is like he's being transformed.
Yes. After passing, the body was there, but not before.
Yeah, this is like artist's license. He's just cursed him, and now his body is changing. But we wanted to show it all at the same time so that they could get the idea.
Yes.
And they have shown this taking place in the courtyard. In a courtyard of Supracharya's residence. But the question is, his thought. because he was the spiritual master, would he be living in a very opulent house?
Not this.
So is this too opulent? They have arches and...
That's all right.
Now, there is this other question about which hand. Is this question?
Right or left?
What is
the point? Right. What for?
Like
crystal one, is there a certain? Right.
And this painting shows at the time of Vyasa living in this cottage on the Saraswati River, there's a description that Shukadev, he was in the womb, and he would not come out, and Vyasa went to get Krishna. Personally, Krishna came and ordered Shukadev to take his birth.
That's fine.
And they have got the womb area a little effulgent to indicate the presence of Shukadev being a pure...
A lot of womb.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it'll be overgrown, but they also want it to be a whole...
Not all of it. This is all right.
Then there are many descriptions of Lord Krishna in this volume. So they painted this painting of Lord Krishna. There's especially a description describing the beauty of his face and his lotus feet and his whole bodily beauty carrying the fruit.
Hey. Yeah, right. Now you have become a spot painting Krishna.
But we feel that there is never a limit to how beautiful Krishna can be painted.
Unlimited.
Now, also, there are many descriptions, or there are several descriptions in this verse, of the Lord's expansion of Paramatma within the heart of every living entity and also within each atom. Now, a few years ago, Vajraj drew this picture for Bhaktivedanta. We were thinking to make a painting similar to this, showing that Vishnu is within the atom. And this will be used not only in this book, but also we were thinking to use this on the cover of Light Comes from Life. So we can show these atomic rings because the scientists, when they draw pictures of the atom, they show these rings.
Yep.
Now this picture, this shows the story of King Rantidev's renunciation. He was fasting for so long, and these different personalities were coming. They had to give up his food. But actually, it said that these personalities were actually Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, testing them. So they've shown... How was it shown?
He's semi-transparent. So you get the idea that he's there and not there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right behind the...
Both these two figures are the same person. It's just to show that he's actually Lord Shiva. But he's appearing as a baby.
His whole body will show.
So he's like semi-transparent Lord Shiva. That's it.
Now at the time that he was taking this prasadam, would he be sitting on his palace room, on his throne, or we were thinking that in his dining room?
Dining.
There should be a dining room.
Mike?
Then the last painting for the volume is from the 24th chapter, just the last few verses describing the appearance of Krishna. It describes how Krishna and the coward boys would enter the forest And the gopis would be thinking that Krishna's feet are walking on hard rocks. So this is just a very simple sketch to show the idea. They're entering the forest and the gopis are standing by the houses watching.
Definitely.
We have a plan to increase the number of paintings, starting with the 10th canto, because many more artists have been coming. And some of them are becoming qualified to paint for the books. The standard right now is there's a picture of your divine grace and 7 paintings. But we want to increase it to a picture of your divine grace and 11 paintings.
If you want it, it's Krishna. It does. That's important word. This life, but the sister of the same group of beings. One who has no material thinking. Painting in sister. The sister of no other thinking of anything actually. And that is what Dharma sees. Really, God is that really. One who has had an effort to Krishna, he is. Samadhan Mahan, Sajjan Mahan, he is. The ordinary religion, they are not. In this way, it is depicted on picture.
So the first chapter, Kosumara, the animal piece.
If we increase the number of pictures, the cost of the book to us will be an additional between 5 cents and 10 cents. But in exchange for that cost increase,
that
more
things. That if we are going to add 9 to 10, these words can be expressed.
Yes. Also, because in the 10th canto there are so many descriptions of Krishna's activities. So Krishna's got more art.
I did practice of the art.
Like giving the description of someone's fully surrendered in Krishna has no material desire to figure out a way to do this. That's beautiful.
So last month you showed me that calendar of how they were illustrating every verse of the Bhagavad Gita. They have a way of finding, they can, artists.
That's handy.
That calendar that you showed me. And when you were in Bhubaneswar, he gave me one calendar, and it had illustrations of Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Prabhupada said one day we should do this.
Picture for every verse.
Very good picture.
He gave me that calendar. We got that. So they're illustrating philosophic points like that.
For this CBC meeting, I understand one of the topics will be to discuss some things about back to guidance.
Mm.
So I wasn't here when you gave your instructions. So I was wondering if you could give me some idea of what you want done so I can also think about how to improve the magazine.
Mm.
something is wrong in the magazine?
Yes.
A few things in this last issue.
The things in the similar change that we have to do with those.
In the past, I have sometimes asked you that we wanted to try to follow your example when you were first writing back to guidance, offering solutions to problems that people are currently bothered by, making the magazine contemporary and so on, rather than just giving them philosophy, but making it so that it can relate to their...
There is something.
Yes.
We cannot go beyond this. There is nothing much to do. We cannot be seen. But we have to. We cannot change the life. That's the truth. So therefore, by changing, we can sometimes.
Yes. Now there has been a tendency that I've observed among the writers to try to use what they call outside information sources, like quoting scientists.
That one cannot do it unless this is very fast.
Yes.
Transcendental knowledge. This is not possible for ministry.
It's difficult to do.
He must be very sick. That's why he wants.
That's true. But the principle is all right if it is done properly.
Yes.
Because I have found that when these so-called authorities...
My own, back to Godhead, I discuss Gandhi, Chachi, Jinnah, but with their principle.
Yes.
I criticize them on the basis of that.
For example, Rupa Nuga just wrote one article which we published. Mm. And in this article, he was describing some work of some scientists in Europe. Mm. They were trying to prove by their experiments that life comes from life. So he was quoting them. He was describing their work. But the whole purpose was to get people to accept the Vedas, to show that even the scientist's conclusion is the same as the Vedas. Therefore, the Vedas are authorized. So, that idea, if it's done expertly, can be used to convince people. Now, sometimes in our mantra page, in the beginning of the magazine, we have photographs of people who are not living in our temples, but who have been induced to chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes parents of devotees.
So these things can be discussed. But I could not be. Those who have pointed out this is best.
Hmm.
So let them come and then discuss.
Yes. Now if there's some defect, it must be corrected. But
sure,
if it can be done without...
Well, yes, they pointed out some defect. In the presence of that, who is that? Then I shall give that.
That should be done in front of you, the Congress.
Yes,
it's no problem.
So, Satsuru, Saman Krishna, yourself.
No, he is also.
Also, Prasan Swami.
One point that was felt, not the specific defect, but a very general point, was that this magazine is being distributed by the hundreds of thousands to very ordinary people who go shopping, stores, housewives, and so on. So,
then still, you cannot buy things, the shopkeepers.
No, of course. But the tone of the magazine, we felt, should be such that they can also feel that is available to them.
They're not paid.
That is their fault.
Goal that he presented as goal, one may not be able to purchase.
Mm.
You cannot, to sell, you cannot make adulterated gold is hard.
Yes. What about the idea that you do not have to move into a temple and give up your family and everything, but you can actually chant Hare Krishna in your own home? That idea that it is available to you.
Does that mean Hinduism?
No.
I'll pencil him if it's too late. Does that mean that it would not be easier to enter? That is not the idea. You can much be initiated. I tell you are a Gihastar Sannyasi. Not that without being initiated, in Hindi you can effectively initiate.
Mm-hmm.
You must be initiated. Adu Gupata must have accepted you.
If you want to sell some product, you may make so many claims and then the public will buy. So sometimes we quote these psychologists who have done studies that if you chant Hare Krishna, there are some good effects.
Good, there is.
And then
you have if you eat something, there will be some effect of eating. And if it is properly eaten, properly met, it will be better.
We were thinking that something is better than nothing.
No.
If you advertise the Maha Mantra gives some material benefit, is it having an effect? Yes.
So sometimes when we interview these people who are chanting, they speak from their own realization and it is not exactly the version of Sukadeva Goswami. It's not, but it is their own realization, whatever little bit they have
lived. They don't chant. But they must understand. Chants and causes that is involved. That's the most common. Chanting is of many and some chants. But you must know it. That if I chant for the proper process, then it will
happen. It must be clear to them that the goal is love of God, not something material.
There is one word by Bhakti Thakur. Namakhar bahir hai naam nahi. There is simply the alphabet satami, but that is not naam. Namakhar. Hare Krishna, the alphabet satami. But it is not the holy name.
Suppose someone says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given freely his holy name with no rules and regulations. That's simple.
To make a distinction. And a non-devotee chanting is different than when a pure devotee chanting.
So that's the distinction should be there.
Yeah.
We were thinking that somehow this magazine...
No, anarachini is aparad. Namnath bada jasnahi bhagavu. Unless he is in the process, he'll think. I'm chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so otherwise things will actually and it will be done.
That's the worst offense.
But it's bad.
So we're actually advertising the process of devotional service, not just simply haphazard chanting.
But suppose we are chanting just to make him this is attraction. I'll also that.
Just to popularize.
Yeah. Yes. Then, if the heart is little clean, then there is understanding. It will be effective, but if, when it is done properly, it will be real. Send out those are chanting and don't discourage
them. We want them to chant more.
Yeah. But we must, they must know the time.
Just like the Dallas Coltrane, she has done her small part. She made this record album with Govinda Gajaya and Hare Krishna.
But when he does it properly, it will be more. Because there is If one does not chant in the process, then gradually it degrades. The offense is increased. Very sad.
So in the past, in the magazine, we have only shown people chanting if they were initiated devotees, shaven-headed, living in temple. And recently they have adopted to show people who have jobs outside the movement, and they're not brahmacharya or sannyasi, they're also chanting, to give the public the idea that the...
That we are giving the facility to chant and face to chant. But at the same time, whether is chanting effective, then next, we have to make it the cost.
We want to bring them to the process.
Yes, definitely. But it is stated by Rupa Goswami, Jena Prima Potarima, Mana Krishnain Deshaya, Sarve Vidhi Vishi Rastu Lekaro Reva Pinkara. The Shama Rada bring him to chant Krishna or to become little Krishna conscious. Then when he is little purified, then the Vidhi Vishi, he is not rejecting the Vidhi Vishi. Within the same thing, they like to think. It is not rejection. But when he is a little purified, this business is actually a real thinker. That's right. One, first of all, let him become rich, get some money. Then, when he has that money, he can keep some karma and some existence. Like that. That's all earn money.
So one step at a time.
Yes. But organized business means there must be some money. That is regular. In the beginning, all I gain some money. Then I sell. So you cannot reject this organization. Because it's said that when you use up that, somebody goes, now I'm glad that I'm not discussing this, then you will accept.
So it definitely has to lead them to that.
Yes. So we must come to that point. In the beginning, we may be very reverse, all I chant. We do that, and I've done it. Then how are we with that? But that's not that it should be neglected. It should be given up by simply individual chanting. Yes. Don't make it seem that's not the time for this.
I've seen in some articles they've written to defend our society from the attack of deprogrammers. Sometimes one argument they give is that meditation and chanting are being studied by scientists and they are finding the effects to be good. Now,
that will be good.
But these, they're...
If you do it properly, it will be first class.
Now these scientists, they are studying Hare Krishna meditation, but they're also studying some other processes which are not authorized. And they are...
That is the defect.
And they're stating that, in general, to meditate, to chant mantra, this is better, this is good, this is healthy for the mind.
The thing is, that somewhere or other, if you are near the fire, you get some heat. But then the process has to take it.
Oh, yes.
That you cannot do. Because I am getting into hate, innocent. That is how.
So we are trying to use their endorsements and then make it very specific that therefore to meditate using the Hare Krishna mantra, this is healthy. So why are you attacking us?
Yes.
We're trying like that. They're endorsing something else.
This is better meditation, silent. But if you chant Hare Krishna, it is false meditation. You have to meditate. This is better meditation. Because they are chanting. And engaged in divine business, it's still and hearing. And one is silent in meditating, he's getting very, he's getting very good. But here, anyone who is here is getting good. Therefore, chanting is better. And it is the only way that happens. That's because this is the presentation of the temple. Yeah. Chanting, even the trees and the insects and the animals still here and they do it. Very good, better than it. Even the trees, plants, animals, birds, they didn't do it. And if it is done by pure Vaishnava, then it is full benefit.
There's another trend that I've noticed recently, that they have, in the past, formerly, many articles were full of quotes from in Sanskrit. And recently, they have not been using so much Sanskrit, but just the English. The magazine, is, they say, is mostly prose. It's now this magazine that we're printing in Los Angeles, 95% is sold in America and Canada. We used to ship some of it to England, but now they want to print their own in England. We find that all over the world, they don't want to import from America, but they want their own. The public feels, why should this be an American import? Why not print it? So therefore, it seems like more and more this magazine is just for America. It's becoming like that.
That's how I get printing. Why not the same magazine?
I once asked Sridhananda, why not have your men just translate the articles into Spanish from English and print the same magazine, since we've already done the layout. And he said, because the photographs are just Americans. Now to use this in South America, we want to have photographs of Latin Americans. And we want the preaching to be more specific, more current events and relevant. He says the people are offended by Americans in Latin America.
Yeah,
I'm glad to. Guy used the same argument in England. He said that the people do not like the idea that this is coming from America.
Should we have party photographs in our magazines?
What do you mean?
Like in the English issue, they have three photographs of torture.
That is not good.
Torture?
They show a man being burned by fire, a man being pulled his body apart, a man hanging. Three photographs.
But not all comedy photographs, okay? Sometimes we just.
And now our magazine has no pictures of Krishna. The last English edition had not one picture of Krishna.
In the past, we were using either a photograph of devotees on the cover doing something or a painting. And in the middle of the magazine, we used to have stories, either from Krishna books or Srimad Bhagavatam. Then it was the use for some pictures. Sometimes they don't, they print different contents.
No, you guys, you didn't print the content. There's so much to
it. You can't
produce everything that Krishna tells you to do.
I mean, the only place for pictures of Krishna is in illustrating a story. When illustrating one of the texts. You know, we're publishing Bhagavatam as inserts in each magazine.
Yeah, but that's my
so then there could be a picture to relate to that.
It's not relevant.
There's always an episode of your divine grace, anyway, and you're always speaking about Krishna. So you certainly could put in an illustration in 1 minute.
You could, but the standard is when we use his Prabhupada speaking, showing Prabhupada.
But there was that hand pouring that thing into the test tube. It's that one like that.
No one heard the reason. I don't like it either, but I understand why they did it. You have to hear both sides, you know.
It's always a reason to get to the point of Krishna.
Even if it is, it's not that thing.
That's a carrot.
It is.
So you think that, are you saying that in every issue there should be at least one picture painting of Krishna?
And Bhagavad.
And Bhagavad, that should be our rule.
Like that texture of Krishna. If they just show Krishna pouring that mixture into the texture of the thing.
No, that wasn't the idea.
And it was a satire.
That was it. Yes, that was it. It was a
scientist pouring chemicals from these chemicals from all these colorful varieties.
So no one will believe
it.
Their idea was that. Anyway, I agree. It was a mistake. This issue that's at the printer right now has many pictures of fish in it. It's a big group.
Thanks, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you, Silva.